Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler. Amen.
Well, it's good to see all here today. I want to speak to you today in the next 20 minutes about seven steps for getting what you want from God. How many of you know the Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please God? Amen. That we approach a faith God, that the Word of God gives us faith. Amen. Faith to believe. Why does God give us revelation of His Word, of His promises? Because He wants us to possess them. Amen. Every revelation is a desire by God that you should know what belongs to you. Amen. Everybody say with me, my Bible is a revelation of what God wants me to know that belongs to me and that I can walk in. Amen. So I need to learn how to exercise my faith. And, you know, something I've learned about faith is not just a spark. Faith is a lifestyle. Amen. Faith is something that you activate and that you walk in. So I want to speak to you about seven steps to possessing what you want from God. Getting what you want from God. Hallelujah. And the first step that we need to realize today, the Bible says we must fight the good fight of faith. Amen. What's the fight? It's the fight of faith to which you were called and confessed a good confession. So the first step in getting from God is to decide what you want, obviously, and then go into the Word and find a corresponding promise. I've been speaking to you about possessing the promised land. Amen. We've confirmed that the promises of God are yes and are amen. So when you get to the promise, that promise is yes. It's not maybe. Everybody say with me, it is yes. So when I get to that promise, how do I possess that promise? The first thing is I need to find scripture that covers my case. Find a scripture of what you believe in God for. And take that scripture and also be specific. Amen. Decide what you want from God. Many people, God's answering their prayer and they don't realize what God's doing because they're not being specific. Hallelujah. I remember the story of the Chinese man that was asking God for a desk, a chair, and a bicycle. And he believed God. And then the Lord said to him, be specific. What do you want? He said, well, I want a mahogany desk. You see, what you need to do is set your faith firmly. Faith needs a target. Amen. So you find the scripture because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. If you have the promise of God, you got something solid to base your faith on. Amen. Without the promise, you have nothing to base your faith on. You have feelings. You have the last worship session. You have, and how many of you know feelings change? Amen. How many of you know that some days you can go from feeling elated to feeling deflated in like a few minutes? Amen. But the promise of God is yes. It is sure. It is written. It does not change. So the first thing is find the scripture. And we're praying for you, and I pray for your prayer requests, and I read those prayer requests, and I rejoice when I start seeing people write scripture on what they're basing their request on, because that means your foundation has become secure. Amen. God does not answer you based on your need. He answers you based on your faith. If God answered based on needs, there'll be no needs in the world. Thank you for your enthusiasm. God answers faith, hallelujah, and He's no respecter of person. He answers every person's faith. So the first step is find a scripture that confirms that you have what you desire, and then get that promise firmly set in your heart. How do you do that? You confess that scripture. Amen. You speak about that scripture. And you learn to say nothing else but what the word says. Amen. You take that scripture, you confess it. That's what the Bible says, making a good confession. What is a good confession? A good confession is what the Bible says you have. Amen. Well, I suppose my children will never have a job. Is that a good confession? No, it's not a good confession. My children are blessed of the Lord is a good confession. My children will possess the gates of the enemy is a good confession. Amen. You know, there's people who left South Africa because, oh, South Africa's going to the dogs, and they go to England. And the true story, a family left here, oh, they're scared of the crime. They've never been robbed. Nothing ever happened to them. But fear moved them. Never let fear move you. Never let what's wrong move you. If something's wrong around you, it might just be that's the reason you're there. To correct it. Hello? So never let wrong things. And they moved. They emigrated. Never make permanent decisions on temporary situations either. They emigrated, went to England. That same week they got mugged. The safest place you can be is in the middle of God's will. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So you take that, because once you got that and you put that scripture in your heart, strengthen yourself, because the enemy is going to try and rob you of that promise. Have it secure. You must know that's what the word of God says. Amen. Confess it. Meditate on it. Know what the word. Set it in your heart, because the enemy wants to defeat you. Where's the point of defeat? That once you get the promise, the enemy says it's not for you. Remember where you come from. Hello? Remember that you're poor. Remember your grandparents are poor. Remember your grandma also had this disease. Remember it's flu season. Amen. It's almost like it's hunting season. And all the demons go duck hunting. Amen. They catch all the ones that don't know how to duck. I got that by revelation, just as I was. Hallelujah. No, you don't, because the enemy wants to rob you of what? The promise. Amen. Your possessed land. He wants to rob you of the word of God. So you get those promises firmly fixed in your heart, and you get ready to use those scriptures. What does that mean? You put them to use against demons of doubt. So when doubt comes, you confess the scripture. Amen. You don't allow doubt into your heart. When doubt comes, you resist doubt. Is doubt a work of God? Who is it a work of? The devil. So what do you do with doubt? You rebuke it. Amen. You rebuke doubt. You confess that scripture. You keep yourself firmly in that word. Second step, ask God. Once you've established that, then you ask God based on the word by which you're asking. You ask God and you believe that you receive. Someone said, well, I believe I receive once I have it. No, that's thanksgiving. Amen. You believe you receive before you have it. Hallelujah. All things whatsoever you pray for, ask, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. So when do you have them? The moment you ask in faith. The moment you said, Lord, thank you for this. You see, when God makes a promise, he's not a hypocrite. He won't make promises that he's not able to keep. He won't tell you pray for healing, and then he doesn't want to heal you. Hello? Amen? Amen? I remember when Justin was small and his lungs was not good. We took him to the doctor. He was a baby. Took him to the doctor. The doctor said, listen, this child is going to have asthma. He's an asthmatic. He's going to have asthma. Get yourself ready. You're going to have to buy him asthma pumps for the rest of his life. Here's your first prescription. Said, we don't want it. Because my child's not sick. Amen. My child is whole. We resisted that thought. We wouldn't allow it in. Amen. And I tell you what, within a week his lungs were cleared. And he's never had asthma. He's never bought a pump. Because we knew to stand on the word of God. Amen. Tell your neighbor, don't give the devil place. Where's the place? In your mind. He comes to bring fear. He comes to bring doubt. Amen. So you settle that. You believe that you've received. We believe that we've received a healthy child from God. Amen. Hallelujah. We stood on the scripture. The blessings of God makes rich and adds no sorrow. We thank you, God. There'll be no sorrow with this child. Somebody say amen. Amen. So you take that. You believe you receive. Hallelujah. So when are you going to have that blessing you're asking for? Well, Pastor Johnny, I believe one day it's going to happen. It's never going to happen. When do you have them? The Bible says, believe that you have received it. Amen. So when I ask, I believe based on the promise that it is mine. And that I've received it. I do not put it into the future. Once I've received it, I say, well, I believe it's mine. And so I believe that I've received. Why do I believe I receive? Not by symptoms, not by situations changing. I believe I receive by the word. Listen to what the Bible says about Abraham. Abraham believed according to what was spoken. But what did Abraham believe? According to what was spoken. What was spoken is recorded. It's eternal. The Bible says that Thomas wanted to believe by what he sees. Oh, if I can see that job. No. If you can believe according to what was spoken. Amen. So faith believes according to what was spoken, not by what you observe. Faith is a decision. The Bible says that Thomas says, I will not believe until I see. But Abraham believed according to what was spoken. Where is the promise? It's right there in the word of God. It's right there. And it's yes. And it's amen. When you find that scripture, the Holy Ghost confirms that you're an heir of that promise. Everybody say with me, the Holy Ghost confirms that I'm an heir of the promise. Because the promise is yes. It's amen. It's mine. When I find it, it's mine. Tell your neighbor, finders keepers. Amen. Amen. Come on, somebody say, finders keepers. Finders keepers. Hallelujah. And the enemy wants to rob you. It's too late. I found it. Finders keepers, losers weepers. Amen. You find it. You believe you received it. Then you meditate on it. Step number three, meditate it. Keep it in your heart and mind. Let every thought and desire confirm that you have what you asked for. So remember, faith is not a feeling. Faith is a confession. Hallelujah. So James tells us, don't be double-minded. So you believe God for provision. Thank you, Lord. I found the promise. The promise is I have been provided for according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So it's confirmed. I'm not double-minded. I'm not saying, oh, well, what if it doesn't happen? No, it has happened. He has given it to me. The promise is yes. He has provided. Somebody say amen. Amen. So I let every thought and every desire confirm that I have what I asked for. Not that I'm going to have, but that I have received it from the Father. Somebody say amen. Amen. So I let my thoughts confirm, constantly affirm that the Word of God is true. Constantly affirm, Lord, you've given me a job. Hallelujah. You've favored me with this job. So never permit a mental picture of failure. Are you with me? You affirm that you have it. And when those thoughts come, mental pictures of failure, mental pictures that is, you resist them. Never allow it. Never permit it. Who's in charge of your mind? You are. When the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, it's because you have the authority. You say, Pastor Johnny, I just can't help it. I worry. Yes, you can help it. Amen. You can help it. You're not a victim. Amen. You can decide. Like Paul, when he stood before Pilate, he says, I think myself happy. Amen. So you have. So F.F. Bosworth says this. The first thing God asks you when you get saved is to change your thinking. Think in line with what God said. If doubts persist, rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Can I say it again? If doubt persists, rebuke them. Say, doubt, I resist you. That's what you say. I rebuke you, doubt. In the name of Jesus. I refuse to doubt. You stand on your land and you made a decision like Shammah, who stood in the middle of a lentil field with a word, with a sword in his hand. I refuse to move off my promise. Amen. You say, well, what if it doesn't happen? That's doubt. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Amen. Because once you've received it, it is yes. Who said it's yes? God himself said you can have this thing. Somebody say amen. Amen. Constantly affirm that you have it. The Bible says casting down every vain imagination. Hallelujah. You believe God that your family is going to be whole. You believe God. As for me and my whole household, we shall serve the Lord. You affirm it. Casting down every vain imagination, every anxiety. You rebuke it. You stay in the spirit of peace. Amen. You confirm that you have it. You meditate on that promise. You let every thought line up with that promise. This is who I am. This is what I have. Champions believe in themselves. Listen, you have to eradicate every thought that doesn't line up with the promise that you're busy meditating on. Because as a man thinketh, he is. Have you got that? Have you got that picture? You're still struggling to get it? Okay. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing. Amen. That's step number three. I'm going to move on quickly. Step number four. Look for that picture. I'll interrupt us when we get that picture, okay? Step number four is guard against every evil thought that comes into your mind. Thoughts are governed by observations, memories, circumstances. You need to get your thought life under control. Guard against them. How do you guard against them? You also keep yourself away from things that says the opposite to what you believe. Yes. Amen? So you believe God. You thank God. Some people speak unbelief and wonder why they don't have faith. You have to speak your faith. Somebody say amen. Amen. Wrong thoughts produce fear. Wrong thoughts produce doubt. Doubt and fear is produced by wrong thoughts. The enemy comes here, oh no, now you're a victim. Things went bad, that person did it to you, and now for the rest of your life, you're finished. You can decide. No, I'm not finished. Man's not in charge of my life. God's in charge of my life. No man can have authority over me unless God gave it to them. Amen. Just 2 weeks ago, a person, their daughter's in this trial. I said, listen, God doesn't close the door unless he's already opened one. Stand on that word. Amen. And just after all the stress and all that, decided to believe God. Within 2 days, God opened the doors, got a better job than she ever had. Hallelujah. Everybody say, faith works. Why did God tell us to have faith? Because faith works. Can you say it with me? Faith works. Amen. You have to work your faith so that faith can work. Amen. Work your faith. Stand in faith. So step number 4 is guard against all evil thoughts. Step 5, meditate constantly on the word of promise. My son, Proverbs 4:20, attend to my words. Put his word first. Give his word first place. Someone say, well, the best specialist in the country said that this is incurable. Well, whose word's going to be first? He himself took my infirmities and bore my disease. Is that word first? Or is the word of the specialist first? You have to put the word of God first. Give it preeminence. Amen. Give it the authority. Give it the rule in your life. Give it the preeminence. Amen. Incline. So what do? You start seeing yourself healed. Seeing yourself blessed. Seeing yourself prosperous. You start using the imagination God has given you to affirm your faith. I can see it. The enemy wants to constantly. How many of you have sometimes when you believe in God and the enemy comes against, things come against, you can actually see yourself failing? That's what happens. He tries to use your imagination for that. You turn it and you use your imagination, you see your business prosperous. Hallelujah. You see it prosper. You see the people bring those contracts in. Amen. I can see it. Hallelujah. So you see yourself healed. You see yourself successful. You see yourself employed. Amen. Now you're starting to possess the land of promise. By faith, living in it. Somebody say amen. What defeats a lot of people is when they turn their eyes to look again at natural confirmations. Now I know I'm healed. Because I'm feeling a bit better. Listen, who bears witness that you have? It's the Spirit that bears witness with your spirit. It's not the circumstance. Amen. So you meditate on that word of promise. Step number 6. Start thinking about the greatness of God. Start counting your blessings and faith will arise. Hallelujah. Start declaring His goodness. Lift your heart constantly in thanksgiving and in praise. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:6. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known. Amen. So you start changing. You see, we must make step number 7. Every prayer must be a statement of faith. Once you've prayed, once you've gone through these steps, number 1, you found the promise. Amen. You confirm that it's yours. Number 2, you believe that you've received it. You've received it. Number 3, you start meditating on that promise. Number 4, you guard against evil thoughts. You keep them off your land. Number 5, you keep constantly meditating and seeing yourself in the blessing that you've asked for. Number 6, you're thinking about the greatness of God. You're depending on His almighty provision. He's a miracle working God. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. And you're thanking Him. Number 7, you start making every prayer a statement of faith. You cannot go back to pray like you did at first. Because in the beginning you were asking. But once you've received, you can't ask anymore. Once you've asked, once you've received, your prayer is a prayer of thanksgiving. Your prayer is an affirmation of what God has given you. Smith Wigglesworth says this. He says, if you have to ask God for something 7 times, it means you prayed in unbelief 6 times. What am I saying? I'm not saying don't pray and don't keep praying. When Jesus said pray and keep praying, there's progression in the prayer. You ask, you believe. You see yourself having received. You meditate on that. You affirm it as that. You praise Him. You thank God for His greatness. You keep the enemy off your sacrifice. Hello? And now your prayer is, thank you. I confirm it is so. Amen. Are you with me? Many people lose their promise because the enemy manages to get them to go back to asking. Oh, let's ask together. Oh, I saw nothing change. Let's ask again. Why? Those people are looking to see before they believe. Because I didn't see the job, so I need to ask again. Oh, Lord, give me a job. So they become professional beggars. You're not a beggar. You're an heir. An heir according to what? According to the promise that was given, and that is yes and amen, confirmed by the Holy Ghost, who is given to you as a seal of the promise. And now when you speak words of faith. Why? Because words of faith brings victory. Somebody say amen. Words of faith brings victory. You can think faith thoughts just as easily as you think words of unbelief. Just as easily. It's a choice that you make. Hallelujah. So, make every prayer from that point onwards a statement of faith, not a statement of unbelief. Amen. That's the fight of faith. You do not allow yourself to go back. God taught me this when I was fighting condemnation. No matter what I did, I constantly felt condemned. Come to the presence of God. I'm always repenting, always feeling condemned, always. And then I started hearing this word, and I started realizing if I believe God's forgiven me, I need to receive it. So I said, Lord, I believe I've received. I believe I'm forgiven. Thank you that I'm forgiven. The blood of Jesus has cleansed me. You have removed it as far as the east from the west. So I am forgiven, and I refuse to ask for forgiveness again. Because I've received it. Amen. Amen. Amen? Now for years, I used to constantly being intimidated. Come on, you must repent again. You must repent again. Like He never forgave you. Hello? Hello? And so I realized that I need to say, Lord, thank you. The blood has cleansed me. It has washed my sins away. I have been made the righteousness of God in Christ. And when the enemy came to me again and said, Johnny, you're guilty, you're a bad man, you must repent, I said, I refuse. Do you know sometimes holy to refuse to repent? Because it's a lie. Why must I repent for being a sinner if I'm the righteousness of God in Christ and I've been forgiven of that thing? Hello? And I learned, don't. Don't do that. Don't pray like you prayed in the beginning. In the beginning, you asked, you believed, you received, you confessed, you meditated, you stood on that. You resisted the doubt. The enemy came in and said, no, you must repent again. You said, I will not. Why will you not? Because I have been forgiven already. Why must I ask again? Amen. And that's where I got my victory. That's where that spirit of condemnation had to take its pie and vai. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's the day it was over. We triumph in our praise. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the promise. Thank God that His word is yes and amen. it is a sure promised land, so that my days can be as the days of heaven upon the earth, living in this promise. Hallelujah. And I refuse to back down because it's mine. Everybody say with me, the promise of God is yes. Say amen. It's my promised land. I'm the heir of it. It's justly mine. I'm just when I stand on it. I'm righteous when I believe it. And I refuse to back down from it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am who God says I am. I have what God says I have. I stand in faith. Everybody stand with me today. Hallelujah. I want to say to you today, once you've taken that step, stand your ground. Don't go backwards. Go forwards. Stand in what God has given to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands. Say with me, the promise of God is mine. Today, I receive every heavenly blessing, that which I've come for, I've received. I believe that it's mine in the name of Jesus. And my God has made a way for me. I refuse to be drawn back, to be drawn out, to give up ground, to worry, to be anxious, because I am blessed. I am provided for. I have the blessing. I have the promise. Now, whatever it is you believe in God for, just start thanking Him right now. Settle it in your heart. It is yours in the name of Jesus. Shando Garabara. Come on, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Shando Gore de Gebaro Gorabara. Gesienta Dare. Gerada. Come on, confirm that it is so. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's it. I sense the Holy Ghost moving now as a spirit of promise. Sealing that word. Sealing that promise in you. I release the miracle. I release the answer. Seal you with it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.